Hey, do you enjoy this podcast? Me too. And I bet you'd like this show to keep going. Same. Guess what? You can help that happen while also getting great rewards. Just go to buymeacoffee.com/memoriam. That's M-E-M-O-R-I-A-M, memoriam. And you can donate money to help us keep these shows on the air. You can give us a one-time donation as small as $3, or you can become a Memoriam member and earn great rewards. What rewards, you ask? Well, besides the fact that you'd be helping us, which is a great reward in and of itself, you'd also have access to our full back catalog of all of our podcasts. You'd get preferential seating at any live events that you are attending. That's great. You'd be guaranteed to meet the cast at live events. Plus, you'll get members-only emails that contain lots of behind-the-scenes information about all things Memoriam, including stuff about this show you're listening to right now. So how about you go to buymeacoffee.com/memoriam and help a podcast out. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Memoriam Incubator. It's me, Nick Mataragas, Executive Director of Memoriam Development. This week, we are going to have another one of our Memoriam interviews. This is the last one we recorded at C2E2 before, you know, the grand shutdown. And this one's with Alan Morgan, who is the producer, creator, showrunner, mad genius behind the podcast Mr. Wiggly's Moistened Happy Friendship Garden. So it was interesting because I didn't know Al much before he came into Memoriam. I had met him for a couple months before then, but unlike some of the other people, we didn't have this long-standing relationship beforehand. So it was a good way for us to get to know each other a little bit better. So I hope you enjoy.
Here we go. All right, so this is you don't have to get close. It's so fine. It picks up. He leaned in. That's why I said that. Sorry, guys. This is Nick Mataragas again from Memoriam Development. Continuing our series of interviews with people that are part of Memoriam. With me today is Alan Morgan, or Al as we call him. Al is the showrunner for Mr. Wiggly's Moistened Happy Friendship Garden.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Al, you're kind of an interesting addition to the group. Like, yeah. you've been around with us for a while. It's not like you're brand new or anything.
Right.
Like,
I'm not brand new at anything at this point.
But like a lot of us knew each other already when I started Memoriam, and then you kind of brought you in and you got acclimated to everybody pretty quickly.
Yeah.
What was that like, kind of coming into a group of people that kind of already knew each other fairly well?
You know, it's interesting because I've gone in and out of a number of like comedy groups and theater groups in the past, and so you know you kind of sense the dynamic when you first enter the group. So
sure.
You know, I just tried to recognize who everybody was and what, you know, they liked and what their strengths were, and just try to kind of acclimate in with that. And everyone has been very, very cool about everything, very nice and welcoming. So, and I think we all share the same goals, basically.
I think so. Yeah.
Whatever those are.
Right. Could be anything. So, I want to just kind of get everybody to get to know you a little bit. So, I mean, I know you obviously live in Illinois now. Were you always from Illinois, or were you born in Illinois?
Well, no, I grew up in Illinois.
Okay.
In the northern suburbs, but then moved to California after college.
Okay.
Lived in L.A. for quite a while, and that's where I met my wife, who is, oddly enough, also from Chicago.
Right.
You know, did things out there. I was in, the video post-production industry, and I did some various theater and music things out there.
Okay.
And then when our kids were born, we wanted to raise them out here in the Chicago area where our families were from.
Okay.
So we moved back.
Right.
And that's when I just kind of tried to get my life reoriented and just find like-minded people, and lucky I was able to kind of hook up with the Memoriam crowd amongst other people, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Cool. So you grew up in the northern suburbs, which suburb?
Glenview.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds familiar.
Yeah,
as it's... in like you mentioned it as a character on Freak of the Week.
I probably did.
Yeah.
That is up. That's in the North Shore area. It's close to Wilmette and Evanston and Winnetka, but it is now. It's kind of posh.
Yeah.
You know, when I was growing up, it was solidly middle class. But my wife always makes fun of me because she's from Tinley Park, down on the south side
near Joliet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah. You know, she's always talking about, like, hey, did you ever do this when you were a kid? Oh, no, probably your butler did it for you.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Which was not the case at all, but, you know, we have fun.
That's awesome. So you said you went there, went to California after school, right?
Yeah.
So where'd you go to school?
I wound up in Syracuse University.
Okay, in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upstate New York.
Because you're a fancy lad.
Yeah. I wanted to go someplace which actually had more snow and cold days than here in Chicago. So I found the one place in the country, which I think...
Upstate New York.
Yeah, upstate New York.
That's dumb.
Yeah. So yeah, real smart move.
What'd you major in when you were in college?
I majored in production for radio, TV, and film.
Okay, so then you went into that when you went out to L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. Totally. I mean, you have to ask, it's like nobody goes into what they majored in college.
Yeah,
anymore.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, for my master's degree, I completely changed majors.
Right.
I went back for an electrical engineering major. So it's like...
Which makes sense, yeah.
The life happens.
No, it does. That's cool. How long were you in L.A. for?
In L.A. for 13 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So basically the time that Friends was on the air, that's when I was in L.A. So
okay.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Why'd you come back? I mean, you said you had kids and whatever, but like, why'd you come back?
Well, I asked myself that question for a long time after I came back. But, you know, our families, my wife has an extremely large family.
Okay.
So it just made sense for us to move back when the kids were young because, you know, there were, of course, free babysitting opportunities. But we wanted to get them to know their grandparents and their aunts and uncles and cousins. And just being out in L.A., that we were just kind of separated from all of that.
On an island, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, did you do anything, like, was there anything you did when you were in L.A. where you're like, this was the thing?
You mean like something that I like, really enjoyed doing? Or?
Yeah, or like that kind of like, that gave you like sense of like accomplishment or...
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of think of it along two paths. Like on the professional path, I wound up working as the lead project supervisor at the Sony DVD Center right when DVD was starting up.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so...
That's really cool.
It was really cool to be in on the ground floor of like... You know, we got to, you know, my daughter, now that she's older, is like, sees cosplayers walking around as characters from Dogma. And she's like, oh, yeah, I've watched the DVD. I'm like, yeah, I helped author that. So.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. And then just, you know, from an outside perspective, you know, I pursued some musical opportunities. And the height of that probably is that my band got a song in... I got a song in a movie, a low-budget movie, but it also got a song on an episode of Nash Bridges, which...
Oh, yeah.
If you remember
Cheech
that.
Cheech Marin, yeah.
Cheech Marin, Don Johnson, late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, we got a punk song into the show, a punk song that is the background scene for a couple of cello wrestlers on meth. Are kind of tussling with each other, and Don Johnson comes in and turns off our music, so we feel very proud.
You should feel proud of that.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. I did not know that. That's very interesting.
Ask me questions and learn all kinds of
things. Well, that's the point of this, is learning about stuff. So you went, you were out in L.A., you did a couple things, you worked on DVDs, including Dogma, which I saw that. The cosplayer, he was one of the angels. He had the wings cut off.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Really good job.
Yeah, really great job. Which, by the way, I love that movie, so that's amazing that you worked on that. Got your song on Nash Bridges.
Yes.
Turned off.
Right, it turned off, yes.
Hey,
which was appropriate.
It's memorable.
Yeah.
So then you come back to Illinois.
Yeah.
How long have you been back in Illinois then?
So I've been back in Illinois now about 15 years.
Okay, so about as long as you were out there.
Yeah, we just passed a marker, like in the last year, I think, that we've been here longer than we were in L.A., or last year or two.
Okay.
You know, the educated listeners here can put the math together and kind of get an idea.
I don't know. I can't math, so I don't get it.
No, so we've built a life out here for ourselves.
That's awesome. That's cool. And like, you've come back. I know, like, in the last couple of years, you've been with Memoriam, and you've been performing in the suburbs, improv in the suburbs, but did you do anything, like, what was the between those things?
So the between thing was a lot of me trying to get my career. I was focusing a lot on career and family.
Sure.
Because, you know, when the kids are going through that stage, I was also going back and getting my grad degree. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was at the stage where, you know, they were in junior high school and elementary school. So I was kind of a house husband as well for a while.
Okay.
So, you know, I did creative stuff with music in terms of, I did a lot of online songwriting contests.
Okay.
And I still do that with a partner who I've got out in Boston.
Okay.
And a partner who's out in L.A. So we're tri-coastal, if you want to.
Tri-coast.
Yeah, well, that doesn't really work out. But, yeah, I still keep active in music, and that's where kind of the musical component of Mr. Wiggly comes
from. Yeah, because you do have music. You have the holiday music episode.
Yes.
2 years now. You always have at least one song in the episodes.
Yes. Some of those Christmas songs, some of the songs in general, they've been, like, played on Dr. Demento.
Right.
You know, again, we had placement in an MTV interstitial and that kind of stuff. So, you know, little bits and pieces here.
Little bits and pieces that are much more impressive than anything, like, anybody else can be, like, say. So, whatever.
I don't know about that.
Just underplay it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Keep underplaying it. It's not a problem. Jeez. So, what made you decide to do Mr. Wiggly?
Well, it was kind of like, you know, everyone in Memoriam was doing a podcast, and I was kind of getting, I was getting a little jealous, quite frankly.
That you're doing one, you're like, I was
wrong. No, not at all. No, it seemed like whenever I would, you know, make a guest appearance at someone else's podcast or... everyone would be talking about what's going on. It's like, wow, that's really interesting. That's really cool. It's something I would like to do, but I didn't quite find the correct vehicle until, as Memoriam had put on some of its stage shows, some of its sketch shows, there were all of these scripts that various people had written, including a lot done by yourself, where I thought, this is really good stuff. This is really funny stuff. I'm sorry to see this go away after a few live performances. So I'm like, I wish there was some way to preserve this.
Right.
So that's where the idea came to me. It's like, well, why not do like a fire sign theater kind of thing, like an audio-based comedy sketch show.
Right.
And, you know, it just went from there. People have been very helpful and enthusiastic. And of course, you know, going through Memoriam, there are a lot of really smart, intelligent, talented people who write great stuff. So it's good to get that on tape.
Well, it's interesting because you talk about that because Wiggly has gone from, like, you know, just kind of using some of the old sketches and using to, like, having the largest writing staff in the entire network. And, to the point where, like, you know, when you started, you found actors, but you also took actors from other shows and brought them in.
Right.
And now, like, I'm starting to steal actors from your show, which is interesting, and you're not getting them back.
Yeah, I noticed. Come on, man.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's not happening.
I was just a loner.
No, but it's interesting how it's grown that way, and
it's
always interesting with a podcast how it evolves. Like
Wiggly,
when it first started, like, the sound quality wasn't the best, and now it sounds like nice and professional, and it's nice and clean, and it's cool. And but also, like, creatively, like, finding little things like the WGLY bumper, you know, which is just silly and stupid. It works, you know, stuff like that, you know, just kind of that discovery and evolution. So it's kind of been cool to see how that grows.
Yeah, and I feel like it's my mission now that I've been doing it for a while to just push Zagron onto everybody. And anybody, probably everybody at this point is like, oh, Jesus, this guy again.
Well, he's got a buddy now, which is
cool. He's got a buddy, Arthur. So, yeah, you know, it's just, I like the idea of establishing a few things and expanding on them.
Right.
Like, I'd like to get a few more recurring bits going. And, you know, it just, everyone seems to buy into it if they've got something involved. Like, Mike, the guy who plays Arthur, is very enthusiastic about the fact where it's like, hey, have you written something for Arthur?
Right.
And it's like, yeah, sure, come on, buddy, we're going to do this.
Or, like, one of your newer members, Emily.
Yes.
Like, and the ASMR thing.
Oh,
like,
yes.
It's come back a couple times now, and that's great.
So
it's great you're finding all these great cast members, and you know,
yeah,
they're feeling like they're part of the show, which is so important.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I like to be really inclusive, and I like to be collaborative.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if anybody comes to me with an idea or with a sketch or whatever, I'm all ears, you know?
Yeah.
And if I'll be honest, like, okay, I think this might need tweaking or whatever. But, you know, I'm of the variety where it's like, hey, let's try it. Let's try it and see what happens.
That's great. You're always, and you're also like, you know, like, let's throw in some more listing jokes.
Right.
That was an inside joke, guys. Sorry. Al, when he writes, he likes, it's a certain format of joke where it's like something, 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 something. It just keeps going, like a list of things. And then, like, there's one that's, like, completely random.
Yeah, and I like big words. I basically,
you do.
I want to justify my college degree somehow.
That's what it seems like. So, like, you love giant ass words. Like,
yeah.
It's not that I don't know. I know the words. I've got a
great
vocabulary. But it's like, sometimes I'm just like reading, I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things for me. It's a little bit of game recognized game. In
sure.
the sense where it's like, well, I know you guys know all this stuff.
Right.
And I know probably, you know, the people who listen to Waverly, a lot of them are smart enough to get a lot of these things. So I just like to do that because then someone else listening goes, oh, I see what he did there.
Right. But, and also, like, it's, you know the words. And so, like, you're putting them in a way that there's enough context that even if you don't recognize the words, you can figure out the general meaning. Yeah.
And I have no problems being utterly stupid, too. I'm fine with that.
Yes, I've noticed that as well.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to talk to you. I'm the
Uh-oh.
Only one allowed to be that stupid on things.
Oh, come on. We're all stupid, man.
We are all stupid.
We are all stupid.
I get so many, like, head shakes, like, when I pitch some of my stuff. Because people are like, how is that going to be funny? It's just dumb. I'm like, just wait. Just wait. And then afterwards, like, we told you.
I see Nick is going for the anti-comedy again. All right. That's fine.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's always... And, like, you get that bit of absurdness, too. Like, absurdism and humor, and sometimes you just, it's all about selling it.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you totally get that with your stuff, because you'll, like, literally steer into the skin with your writing.
Yeah, and that's the thing I like about Memoriam as a whole. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us share the same comedic sensibility. We have different shadings of it, and, you know,
sure.
we have come from different directions, but... You know, I think we all like smart stuff and stupid stuff, absurdity, wordplay, you know, high concept things, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, high concept, like, you know, dick and fart jokes. No.
Yeah.
So high concept.
Yeah, there you go. I was thinking high more like pot smoking, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay. That's...
Yeah, see what I did there? That's a dad joke.
That's an unmined area there, high jokes.
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Right. Fair enough. So one thing I've done with everybody is I've kind of wrapped it up by asking, like, since we're talking about podcasting and stuff, I want to know, is there a podcast that you are listening to right now that you're like, this is amazing?
Besides Freak of the Week and Ghostly and Bob After Dark? Besides those podcasts?
Yeah.
Besides Effing Relatable?
Yeah, besides the required pandering.
Yeah, exactly. Besides those?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually looking for a good one at the moment.
Okay.
I have not traditionally been a big podcast listener.
Right.
But my daughter is introducing me to new things, and I met a bunch of people at a meetup here that had some really good stuff to say, and I think I'm going to check out some of their stuff as well.
Cool.
Because,
so what does your daughter listen to?
She listens to a lot of stuff. She listens to a lot of, like, D&D based podcast, RPG things. Also like some true crime as well.
Very cool.
She told me about one called Dr. Death.
I've listened to Dr. Death.
Yeah, from what she's described it for me, I never want to listen to
it. It is terrifying.
Yeah.
What this person got away with.
Yeah.
It
sounds horrifying. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I'm not interested in that one, but...
Fair enough.
You know, I would like to hear some good, like, comedy podcasts, music podcasts, any of those things. So,
right.
You know, if anybody has any good things to recommend to me, I'm all ears.
Yeah, just message Al. I'll give you his private phone number.
Yeah, no, there you go. Call me at 3 in the morning.
You can just message our Facebook page or the phone number, the hotline that's on our Facebook page. You can leave a message on that, and I'll get it to Al or...
Googles, or whatever.
Or, you know, the Wiggly page. You can message the Wiggly page, too.
Yeah, after you're done listening to the latest episode.
After you're listening to, done listening to the latest episode of Wiggly.
Right.
Cool. Well, thanks, Al. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Thanks.
Memoriam Development.
Hey, true believers and new believers, this is Dr. David Hickney. I am a PhD in cryptozoology from MIT, and I'm the host of Freak of the Week. What's Freak of the Week? It's a podcast where people can call in to talk about all the crazy creatures and phenomena that are out there. Join me, my co-host, Dr. Elizabeth Marin, who may or may not be my sister. Spoiler, she is my sister, as we discuss such amazing topics like the ghost of Dave Coulier, the lost city of Miami, aliens, feline warriors, and much, much more. Freak of the Week comes out every week, hence the name, on Fridays. See you then.